The gates to Mount Roskill Grammar will swing open this Friday for students to get their COVID vaccine ahead of the school reopening. A pop-up vaccination centre is being set up in the school's car park to encourage students and their whānau to get a jab. Karen Collins, an associate principal at Mount Roskill Grammar, is with us. Morena.
Morena, Susie.
Why do this?
Why do this? Because we want to make sure that our community is looked after. We knew that we'd be coming back at some stage, and we wanted to front foot the safety of our wider community.
People won't have developed immunity by the time they're back at school, though. So is this something that you were considering earlier?
We've been planning it for a number of weeks. We did know that we'd be coming back at some stage, and I think probably the other safety measures that we'll have in place around mask use and social distancing will also be factors that we'll need to make sure we're front footing.
What's the level of vaccination in particularly, I suppose, the student population at the school?
So currently student population register is being set up, but I'm aware in our wider community we're sitting at between sort of 83 and 93% for first vaccinations, but only about two-thirds of our population have had a second vaccination.
So how many are you anticipating coming through the gates to get the jab?
I think we were a little bit thinking that the Super Saturday might have diluted the numbers coming through, but with the return to school, I think that we'll get a significant number coming through. Other schools have already done this pilot program, and I think that it's varied. I'm looking forward to our community rallying around and coming on deck. So we're hoping for approximately 20 jabs every half an hour.
How are you encouraging students to have the vaccination and indeed their families?
The encouragement comes through reaching out to our community and our families, so through social media, through our newsletters. We've also had staff speaking with families and reassuring them about any concerns that they may have around the vaccination. So it's that the personal touch, I think, is probably what works best for our school.
Yeah, how important are those kind of conversations to have with families, with whānau? Because I suppose there can always be an element of hesitancy even when the situation to others may appear urgent.
Yes, I think that by informing some members of the families that we've got, they're able to then share that message with the rest of their family. For example, we've got one family that we've contacted and a number of them are vaccinated but a number aren't, and they've been able to be reassured, and they've talked about bringing 24 members of their extended family along on Saturday. So I think the message is getting out there, and it's just about that reassurance and spreading the word, and I think hearing from people that our community trust to know that the message is there, that vaccinations are safe and something that we need to be doing.
Appreciate your time this morning on RNZ National's Morning Report. That is Karen Collins there, an associate principal at Mount Roskill Grammar School, where there is going to be a pop-up vaccination centre from tomorrow.